we're live. Well, on here, whatever.
Well, yeah.
Hello and welcome.
You okay? Get a wedge or?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
What's up? Hi, buddy.
Episode 24, Halloween 4, 5, Return, Revenge.
Orvay.
Yes.
Well,
it's not the worst of them.
It's a half Orvay. Well, it's the start of them.
Yeah.
It's the start of them. New camera, too. We look a little fishy eyed, and I kind of. I'm going to get used to it, but I'm kind of digging it.
I like it. If not, my other one's still in the case. We'll use it.
No, you won't.
I know. All right, so. Do we have anything new to talk about before we get into the movie, or are we just going to go right into the movie?
Any
of your buddies to promote?
Any of my buddies to promote? No, not yet.
Not yet? No? New ones?
Nothing new.
Right. Continuing our October Halloween Fest, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I do. You know what? I'm sorry. I do have a... Dan Lyons from Monaca. Dan Lyon Woodworking and Cabinetry Work. Just if you could quit down in the back. Dan made this cabinet for me. And I'll get a picture of it or whatever. We can put it at the end of the podcast. All of my vintage Star Wars action figures are now in one place. And Dan made that out of scrap wood.
Wow.
So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it, incredible. Jaime's hanging out with us again, so.
Welcome. Okay, so we will get into Halloween 4 first.
Mm-hmm.
The return, because.
It's the last of the good ones.
They tried to kill off Michael in part 2, didn't work out. Apparently the Season of the Witch was only one season long, and now we came back to Michael
Myers. Season of the Witch doesn't count.
Season of the Witch, I guess?
Well, let's say this, it's 10 years after? And Michael's getting, once again, transported from somewhere, and I don't know how long he's been out.
What's funny, Smith's Grove.
Whatever, his head's all wrapped up, and...
Because they're continuing from 2. When he was burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of part 2.
Yeah, exactly. It takes place 10 years after, you know, the events in part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's been comatose that long.
Oh, he's just drugging him up.
Whatever.
Thorazine.
Well, apparently, you know, this is not Ghostbusters. This is not the Keymaster or the Gatekeeper. Whacked her up with 300 cc's of Thorazine. She's going to take a little nap
now. That's what Linus told him
in
part 1.
I know.
He'll barely be able to stand. That's the point.
Sorry, go ahead. And, you know, they're taking him to another place. They start talking about, oh, you know, his niece. And apparently, a 10-year coma, if he says, hey, I have a niece, snaps him out of it.
Yeah.
One of the coolest kills, the old thumb in the forehead. I really like that.
Yeah, the orderly.
Yeah.
And then the woman, she got head bashed against the wall or something?
She
just screamed. Did she see her die?
We find them later.
Yeah, but we didn't see her die.
No, I don't think we saw him die. So Michael apparently finds out that he has a niece.
Says, I gotta go.
I gotta go. And once again...
My work is not done until I kill this 8-year-old child.
Goes back to Haddonfield. Interesting plot point. Laurie Strode.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever she married, they really don't say... Apparently, in this movie, they died in a car accident. So, little Jamie is...
An orphan.
Just an orphan, and she's
little
in a...
Little orphan Jamie.
She's in, like, a foster home with her foster parents and her foster sister, Rachel.
Yes.
And Jamie doesn't know about Michael being her uncle. She keeps having these weird dreams.
Yeah. She has, like, psychic connection to Michael, apparently. Like,
we don't find out much about that until the fifth one, but they play up a little bit on it. She keeps seeing visions.
Like, she
him.
Sees the ambulance outside the window where she would have no idea about that ambulance in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So it's just stupid shit like that. It didn't make much sense, but I guess if you want to believe that they're connected, he just projected that to her.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, maybe he was doing it and he didn't know he was doing it, or she didn't know he was doing it. Somebody didn't know something.
Yeah.
Once again, it's, you know, the kids in town are kind of making fun of her.
Of course.
You know.
And then she goes trick-or-treating with them later. But either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the costume that she picks out in the drugstore or whatever. It's like a nice little throwback.
The pharmacy.
The pharmacy drugstore. Which apparently Michael shops at too, and apparently 10 years later they're still making the same effing masks. Effing? Fucking mask.
Well, yeah, but kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of like they're doing today still. You go into the Halloween store, and they're pretty shitty masks compared to what you can buy online for pretty much the same price.
Exactly. But, yeah. You know, Mike will apparently show up at the same thrift drug or Rite Aid or whatever you want to call it. Calligan's Pharmacy. Shout out to Calligan's Pharmacy, Manaca, PA.
Calligan.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he knew where she was, too. Apparently. Yeah. He knew where she was, apparently, because he drove there right there.
Well, yeah. Loomis has, you know, he's gone completely, starting to go completely batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I think he's been crazy, but.
You know, sporting a nice, scar on the side of his face that, you know, I can't believe he survived.
Oh, come on now, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, he had a little bit of a scar here and a little bit of a scar on his hand. Those scars seem to disappear in the upcoming, in the later movies. They changed it. But the funny thing about that is the director and the cost, or the effects artist had fights all the time, and actually fired him once.
Yeah.
And because he had terrible makeup, like it looked like an egg on his face, and then they switched it. It switches throughout the movie.
Yeah, I remember reading something about that.
Yeah.
And so, even in number six, he says, you know, extensive plastic surgery cost me a fortune, but I didn't scare the shit out of people anymore when I walked down to Bloomin' Street. Or however Donald Pleasance.
The Bloody Street. So, yeah, we're back. Yeah, he comes back. He knows Michael's there.
Another little piece of trivia. Mm-hmm. The girl that was driving the car with Rachel and Jamie in the back seat, her name was Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
The three guys in the thrift drug or Rite Aid or whatever you want to call
Brady.
It. Yeah, Revco. I'm just going all the way back. His name was Tommy. Now, supposedly that group of script writers, I guess, or whatever for number four, was going to do a throwback to Lindsay and Tommy from number one,
mm-hmm.
but apparently they cut that idea or something or whatever. There was supposed to be more extensive backstory of those two. Oh, we've been here before. We know who he is. And all we did was ate popcorn and scare shitless people down the street because we had to go.
Yeah, but that's exactly what they're doing in Halloween Kills, the next movie. That comes out next year. Supposed to be out this year. Fuck you, COVID. it'll be out next year. But like I said, Anthony Michael Hall, he's coming to play Tommy. Lindsay Wallace is coming back. Sheriff is back. All the old townspeople are coming back to swarm against Michael, try to find him and kill him, basically.
All the old townspeople.
All the old townspeople that were still there from when he was there in 78 and killed all the people. They all come back and try to kill him. So I guess that's kind of what they were probably going for.
Lynch Bob full of wheelchairs
I like Tommy. He's only...
Well, I mean, okay, besides Tommy, I mean, you know.
Anybody. But, like, I'm sure they're probably going to bring back somebody's sibling, like one of Lori's friends who got killed, one of their siblings, maybe. They killed my brother, like Linda or Annie.
You remembered!
I did remember.
Sure. Linda, way to go, buddy! I'm so proud of you!
Yeah, Linda, Bob, Annie, any one of them that he killed, they can easily bring a character saying that they were
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So they all want to kill Michael because he's the only bad part about Haddonfield. Otherwise, it looks pretty...
Well, the taxes suck, too. I mean, you know, property taxes and that fucking Myers house just running the property value down and...
You don't want to be near that house.
Anyway.
So, where are we at with the movie? Obviously, Loomis is here. Jamie's trying to...
He's trying to get to Michael before,
yeah.
You know, everything.
Jamie finds out who he is, basically, and...
Yep.
Her sister knows, or her foster sister knows who he is already. Parents already know. Everybody knows, obviously.
And then, you know, the townsfolk come together.
The drunken townsfolk.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Moment of silence, please. Take your hat off. Come here.
For Ted
Hollister. Ted Hollister, you poor bastard.
Ted Hollister.
The actor was a piece of string on a branch in a fucking bush, and they shook it. They fired like crazy and went... Fuck, it ain't him. See ya. And then Ted Hollister is still laying in the bushes to this day. He's now a skeleton. Probably one of the dogs that Michael didn't kill in the series and all these freaking movies. He probably took off with his femur or something.
You done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, so he's dead. Townspeople go still looking for Michael. Whatever. Yeah. But obviously they go to the school.
Yep.
They find Jamie... And
Rachel. Everybody kind of gets somewhat, I don't want to say split up, but...
Well, they take him out of town. The cops come into town.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see that Michael was still on the truck.
Oh, God.
He starts throwing people off the back, killing all them people.
And an extremely brutal kill.
Yeah,
the drive. I mean,
yeah, the neck.
But see, now that was one of the problems that I had with this. And it's not the fact that, you know, brutal kills. I mean, you can go brutal, you can go extremely graphic, but when you start from like the very first Halloween, and even once again, and I know I constantly say it, the original Halloween, the original Friday the 13th, the original, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they let it up to your imagination.
Yeah.
To what happened. They didn't need buckets of blood thrown or, you know, although the, like I said, Michael Regan and breaking slash ripping his throat apart, it was very graphic.
It was graphic, but we didn't have that throughout the whole movie, so it wasn't bad. Yeah. Like, it was like, okay, he killed him pretty bad. The other ones were stabbed, thrown, you know what I mean?
Right.
Seeing that one didn't seem like, okay, that's too much.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good kill. I like it. And then he throws his mask into the windshield and headbusts the windshield, and you see the pain of the mask.
Well, even going, you know,
ugly mask.
I mean, even so much, I think the one thing we kind of glommed over is Michael getting his clothes at the, once again, the auto body shop.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about the
Michael. He has a Google map alert for every auto
parts place. He has a penchant for automotive guys that, you know, wear either sage green or dark blue
coveralls
or whatever.
It's charcoal color.
But the, you know, Loomis, apparently, I don't know if it was by luck or, you know, Siri told him to go there, but pulls up and, you know, the poor bastard falls out of the ceiling wrapped up in chains and,
yeah,
you know, once again, no gore, kind of off screen, if you will, whatever. Or did they show a little bit of him whenever? No, Michael.
Yeah, he went down with the stick.
The pole or the,
from the chain.
And then the lamest kill in the whole freaking movie, you know, Loomis runs into the little diner or whatever and there's the poor waitress just laying there, no blood, no nothing. Looks like somebody put bad grape makeup on her face to make it look like the blood streamed out of her or whatever, but
Romero zombie.
Nothing showing that she, you know, how she was killed or whatever, apparently. And then, of course, you know, Loomis looks up and there's Michael. Bang, 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 and
he can teleport now.
Well, supposedly he can teleport, but we haven't got to that part yet.
But then he gets in the truck.
Yeah, Michael. Then that's where Michael goes to get the mask.
Yeah,
because he's still all kind of.
Yeah, so now he's back in costume, and that's when we discussed everything he does throughout the town.
Yep.
I mean, like I said, the script was they brought Michael back. They had to bring something together to have sequels because they definitely want sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring Jamie in, and that character was supposed to, you know, stay. And
it wasn't like it was a bad move. There was certain little. Mm-hmm. Teeny things that would have, they were rough, they needed a little bit polished, but it's, in my opinion, the last good sequel that has Michael. I mean, we've got the return of Michael Myers.
I get it.
It was decent.
Yeah.
And then they,
like I said, five, they had so many, they had six on their hands and all that crap, but four by itself,
four wasn't bad.
Good addition.
And then, of course, they get boarded up in the, what was the sheriff's name? Meeks?
Meeks. Yeah.
They're in that.
No, Ben Meeker.
Ben Meeker.
They're in his house.
They're in his house, and they're trying to board everything down, what's going on. Well, guess what? That doesn't work too well, because Michael kind of gets in. In this movie, I wanted to get your opinion on this, too, because this is where Michael seems to show his intelligence. And this, what I'm going to say next, because we're in that house... The slut daughter comes down, you know, and, hey, you know, I made this for you or whatever. And, you know, you see the deputy rocking there in the chair, and she puts something down and lights a candle, and you see the actual deputy. Well, there's Michael, stands up with
pretending
the shotgun.
Pretending.
Yeah. So Michael's not just a mindless dummy.
No.
Michael kind of has somewhat of an intelligence. And this one, like I said, I think this is the one where they started showing that. And I kind of like that. I mean... Evil personified and intelligence. That's Kane from WWF. No, we already did this movie. Sorry, but the old shotgun through her and
no blood either.
And we take off.
Yeah. Brady fights with him on the landing there with his shotgun. With
Brady, a.k.a. Days of Confused.
Dude.
Yep. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Someone got him out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay, so he fights with him. Nice little neck break kill.
Yeah, you know what?
He gets a couple good shots on Mike.
He does, and too bad.
I mean, yeah, he was an asshole and he was cheating on Rachel, but he did save himself to, or sacrifice himself to let him go, so good for him.
Michael apparently chases everybody up onto the roof.
Once you're on a roof,
I can't remember, tell me where the rope came from that lowered Jamie down.
Oh, it was a cable line from the top of the house.
Was it a cable line? Yep. For some reason, I thought it was a rope.
No,
so,
a cable line.
Jamie safely gets lowered down. Michael tries to go after Rachel. Gravity helped her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, boom! Yeah, she went down hard.
Jamie gets down by herself, apparently,
yep.
And goes, finds her, runs, blah, blah, blah. We already discussed the school. That's where they go from there.
Yep. The mask. The mask in the school.
Yes.
What is it? 2, maybe 3 shots, probably 10 seconds. It's not the right mask.
Yeah. If you watch this.
Spoiler alert.
Right before, they're in the school, Loomis is looking for Michael. Michael pops out of nowhere, grabs Loomis from behind, and throws him through a glass door. Well, if you look right at Michael there, he has blonde hair instead of this brown, because it was a prototype mask that one of the costume designers had on set, and they were rushing to film the scene.
It wasn't even painted.
No. And he just said, here, put this on. The actor put it on, and they filmed the scene, and they left. I guess it was like 4 a.m., and everybody was just like, we're getting this done, and the mask was on set. They gave it to him, and it was in the movie.
Yep.
And that's the blonde hair you see. But it was a mistake.
And I seriously didn't pick up on it. And I don't know how many times I've watched 4. Just rewatched a couple of days, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell? And interesting. Never knew it.
Yep. And watch all the documentaries. That's where I get all my information usually, is
Behind
the scenes interviews and stuff like that.
So after the school,
we already discussed the truck.
The truck.
And then we're basically climaxed.
Oh, God, I'm so tired. Anyway, wrong kind of climax.
Oh, that's right.
Rachel,
and the bullets.
Yeah, Rachel smashes into him. He goes into an old well site. He stands up.
Yeah.
Little Jamie wants to go over and say hi to Uncle Michael. Wants to see what he is. Touches his hand. He sits up. Get down.
Mm-hmm.
He flies backwards and down into a well.
Beaker's gun was a hell of a
Oh!
That shotgun. They got the riot gun.
Oh, yeah. But, he goes down the well. That's the end of Michael. Prologue for part 4. We go back to the house of Rachel and the foster parents, and we see something familiar.
The
little mask goes on, and the scissors, and apparently Jamie kills her foster mother and
stabs.
You know, Loomis looks up and sees that all too familiar stance of there's Jamie in the clown outfit, covered in blood, holding the scissors, and he flips shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls the gun, almost wants to kill an 8-year-old kid or whatever. He would have shot her too, but Meeks comes in, and then that's the end of part 4. And it would have been good because they were trying to set up Jamie as the next evil.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong! And we'll get into that.
We saw that didn't work in Friday the 13th, but...
Well,
yeah, we'll see.
Oh, shit. What? Oh, yeah. I never...
You got the connection.
Mr. Obvious, I never had a connection. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, basically, for...
Off,
great addition to the series. Probably the last great addition
to the
series.
The last good one.
And,
until recently and a couple other ones.
I mean, yeah, I'm talking about the original ones. Yeah. So...
But this is the time... One of the timelines that we were talking about. I think this is the one that goes 1, 2, 4, 5, and then it ends with 6.
Yeah.
And then
from there it's just, okay, we're going to start over.
We're going to start over again.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Halloween H2O picks up after, I think it's the first Halloween.
Yes.
And, you know, Laurie Strode's alive and is a very functioning alcoholic. It's the headmaster at a private school or something.
Yep.
And
Hillcrest Academy in California. We'll get into that in the next episode.
We sure will.
But before...
Yeah.
What do you think for 4, rating-wise?
From 1 to 5, yeah. I would probably say... I'm going to give it a straight middle-of-the-line 3. I mean, like I said, it was rough in spots. They could have done a little bit more polishing of the script, mm-hmm. but other than that, I thought it was a decent sequel for bringing Michael back.
Yeah.
And from, like we talked about before, what the original idea for the Halloween series were, was a different story that just took place on Halloween every time.
Yeah.
And, but they brought Michael back. So,
which is what the fans want.
Yes.
That's why they were disappointed with 3, because it had Halloween name, but no Michael, so.
And this also was the one that Mustafa or Mufasa, Mufasa?
Remember.
Shut up. Mustafa, Mufasa, Scar, whatever. He bought the rights off of Deborah Hill and John Carpenter.
Yeah.
They wanted nothing to do with this after. They didn't want to do anything with Michael anymore. So
nope.
That's why this.
And that's why it was such a big deal for John Carpenter to come back for 2018, because he actually believed in what they were doing, which is a good sign. I like that.
Well, yeah, it took him a while, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, 3.5 out of 5 here. One of the great. I mean, I've probably seen this one the same. Not the same, but probably as much as any other sequel.
And once again, the way it was written, they could
yeah.
have ended Michael right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but they had the idea with the thorn, and they knew where they were going with it, and this whole curse.
We'll get into that after the commercial break. But they had no idea what they were doing with
no.
the thorn.
No.
No clue.
So we'll get into the thorn and part 5, and I think that's it. I'll probably put the kills on this episode.
Yeah, because you forgot them last time.
I did. So I'll probably put the kills on this one, and during the break you can watch that stuff, and
yeah.
We'll be back with Halloween part 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. And the disappointment to fans.
Halloween 5, the search for more money.
Yes. We'll be back.
Welcome back. No.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right, and we are back. I hope you've enjoyed Halloween 4 discussion. We're going to move on to Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Okay, not the other way.
Nope. I have a question.
Yes.
Did the scriptwriters have any idea what they were doing, or did they make this shit up on the spot? Or is it just me being me?
No, I think it was all... it was definitely written, but it wasn't written well at all.
No, it wasn't written well.
It was all over the place, honestly. This movie is so hard to keep track of when I'm think back to it.
Okay,
it's
so just a brief synopsis before we get into it. Michael's been, you know, from we pick up from number 4, which is what they did with from 2, they come out of 1,
mm-hmm.
come out of 4 into 5. Michael narrowly avoids a dynamite stick.
Yeah. Right under the tube, yeah.
Yeah. Goes flowing down the river.
Yeah.
Winds up in some old fart vagrants. Apparently he was a pirate. He had a parrot, and it looked like something from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Michael doesn't get a chance to kill him because he passes out. For a whole year.
Yeah, for a year. He was recovering for a year.
For a whole year.
And the thing is, what's funny...
Jamie was doing the same thing,
basically.
Apparently.
She was more mute and whatever, but the old guy was actually supposed to be the leader of the cult that we get to learn about later.
Yeah.
And they scrapped that completely. That's why he just wakes up.
Who directed this? I have no idea.
It's a foreign name. It's a French guy. I can't remember his name, though.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Did he follow anything along
No, he wanted to make his own movie, and he had the idea, I believe, either the director or the writers had the idea already for 6. Like, 5 was pretty much just a stepping stone. And the director had free reign in 5.
Oh, my God.
Because 6 was going to have nothing to do with 5, basically.
Mm.
So he was changing everything out. That's why we get, I mean...
And that's why they decided to the patch the gaping plot holes with the man in black?
Yeah.
I mean...
That's all 6. That's all it was. 5.
Oh,
they put him in
yeah.
5 just to lead up to 6.
Yep.
That's why 6 was just... terrible. I mean, the idea of it.
And the whole thing, even, you know, Jamie's character becoming a mute. I mean, that really disturbed me. You had Danielle Harris did a phenomenal job as a child actor in Number 4, and she went on to do other good movies and everything. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But...
Like I said, they did to her what they did to Rachel's character.
Oh, and that, okay, basically. But that's where I was going with this, too. Rachel, the actress who played Rachel, her name?
Ellie Cornell.
The only one of the two characters from Number 4 that they had fleshed out and actually had meaning, they kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And for, I mean, she took a shot here with a pair of scissors inside her own house because Michael knows how to, knew exactly what was going on. And why would, it just didn't make sense to me.
No.
Why would you kill off somebody that already went through war with Michael?
But that's what I'm saying, is they knew that this wasn't going to be anything, basically. I mean, it really wasn't. Aside from starting the Thorn Progress,
yeah,
that's all it was. So the characters didn't do shit.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole Thorn Society, whatever, that was a way to make it seem Michael was...
Supernatural,
invincible, otherworldly...
As long as he's controlled by this
whatever,
curse,
yeah,
he can keep moving and blah, blah, blah.
Not unlike Jason,
basically,
if you will.
I mean, in a sense, yeah. I mean, there's a lot taken from Michael, Jason, Freddy's. I mean, they're all... I mean, it's slasher movies. They're going to be derivative at some point, but...
So you kill off the one well-rounded character.
Mm-hmm.
You make the second well-rounded character a mute.
Yeah.
So now you get nothing but flat characters with no character development. Disposable characters, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You get Tina, who just looks like a fun-loving party, whatever you want to call it. She has some ties to Jamie.
Different.
Sam, the boyfriend, Tina's douche nozzle boyfriend. Let's see, all the names in the world whenever you're writing a script. She needs a boyfriend. What can we name him? Oh, I got an idea. Let's call him Michael.
Yeah, so reading the script, you have Michael Myers and Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, just stupid shit.
Just,
I don't know, that was way too much on the nose for as far as
referencing
goes. You didn't need to do that.
This movie seemed like they were just making it up on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. I mean, nothing truly made sense. Even Loomis is way the hell knocked over the fucking edge in this one. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Ultimately, though, Loomis is trying to finally put an end to Michael.
Yeah.
And we know he's gone off the deep end because he uses the kid as bait.
Mm-hmm. In a sense.
He
wasn't going to give her to him.
Well, I know, but still, he baited it. You know.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's Michael Myers. Plus, he was going to kill her in the last movie anyway. He doesn't care about that kid.
Well,
he thinks they're connected. He wants to kill her. He thinks they're connected.
But everything in Number 4 didn't happen. She didn't kill her foster mother.
No, it happened. She stabbed her. She never died.
No, well, okay.
She never died. She just stabbed her.
That's
why she went mute from the drama.
I took that as none of that actually happened. I thought
the
whole thing with the mute and with Jamie being in, you know, the hospital or whatever, I thought that was all from just the events from Number 4. I didn't realize she
stabbed her mom. And
You learn something new every day, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. No, she actually did it, and that's why she was locked up in that asylum, because she did that, then she went mute, and then she wasn't a threat anymore. Like, that's what they wanted you to think. And then Dr. Loomis knew that Michael made her do it.
And this was the whole...
They're connected.
Thing. Yes, this was the whole telekinetic or telepathic link between Jamie and Michael, and that sucked, too.
I'm fucking putting his mask on, and she puts her hands over like this, like, it's just...
The picture of her drawing Max the dog with the teeth and everything, and the police come in, and...
Yeah.
And speaking of the house and everything, Tina, I mean, you know, she comes in, she tries to find Rachel, looks around the house, doesn't see her. Oh, apparently she must have gone with her parents wherever they were going for the weekend. Hey, I got four in this house. What the hell kind of balls does she have? I mean, none of it really, I don't know.
Yeah, she was treating it like her house, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she got what she deserved to, I guess. Kind of.
She, yeah, see, she, I hate those kind of characters, though.
Yeah.
You hate them the whole time.
Yep.
and then they do something at the end.
Like, yeah.
Make exactly. him a good person if you're going to make him a good person.
Yeah.
She exactly. shouldn't have been an idiot the whole movie. She was going to sacrifice herself for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's much like Brady. Like yep. he did something, you know, he was doing what he was doing, and then he sacrificed herself
for Rachel. Yeah, well, Brady wasn't as full on as much of a tool bag as.
He did.
They
weren't a couple, I guess, but either way. But, that character was just thrown away. I mean, it was, okay, I hate you, and then all of a sudden, you're a hero. Okay, you're a good character now.
And, then we, try to move everything on. Jamie's going to just be, she's just going to be a normal kid and at the party, and we're going to make her dress up. And where's Michael at now? Tell me, Jamie. Big bad boy, man. Cookie.
Big lady.
Write cookie. It down.
There's a big woman who works there.
Exactly. Oh.
Cookie woman.
Yeah, before I forget, let's talk about the two idiot jerk-off Ren and Stimpy cops with their own...
That was a director's choice too, by the way.
It was a bad choice. It was just stupid.
Yeah.
They're not the Terenzi brothers. I mean, those two remind me of the Terenzi brothers. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know why I just bought them. The Terenzi brothers were from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
The name sounds familiar, but I can't remember the last name.
It was either...
The ice cream truck driver you're talking about.
Yeah,
maybe. I can't remember.
The Terenzi brothers. I swear to God, it's those two idiots that drove the ice cream truck.
Well, it's kind of what they were acting like. Plus, they put the comic music behind them and shit. It was just stupid.
There were so many piss-poor
choices
in this film. And I'm also seeing a trend how we love the originals, and then as the sequels go, it just kind of goes straight down
that,
the shitter.
Look at that mask. What the hell is that?
Well...
Come on, people.
To me,
and then we got tricked by thinking they were going to use the original.
Well, that right there is from that's shit from the original movie. That's the Shatner mask. I can only thing I could do is chalk up the mask as to different effects artists. Just like Freddy changed over the from 1 to 3 and 2, I mean, make it kind of look like. His nose looked like something out of like a Rankin Bass Christmas special.
That looks like he has alien eyes. He has, when it does a close up, it looks like it's like clay in his nostrils and shit. The hair is a receding hairline, an 18 head, not a forehead.
Trick or Treat Studios.
What is that? Yeah, it's stupid. I hate it. I hate the mask. I hate it. Hate it.
So basically, Jamie has a psychic link to Uncle Michael. We got to figure out what's going on. So Loomis has the bright idea to use the kid as bait, take him back to. Where it all began, the original, that's not the fucking Myers house. I don't give a shit. That's not my Myers house. No. Hashtag. I'm sorry. You could have found where it was at. I'm sure people knew. I mean, that's what really... Out of everything in this movie, what pissed me off is you can't get the original location of the house.
They didn't want to film in California like the original.
Well, whatever. I mean, too bad. I mean...
They didn't care about that stuff. That's what I'm saying. There was no...
I want to know, the other question I have is this, please finish your thought.
Though. I don't know, there's just no connection to the original, I guess you could say. This movie was just its own movie.
Yeah. I want to know how long it took Loomis to weave that chain
How did he get to that? He walked with a cane, can barely move, but he got a 500-pound chain pulleyed up to the roof or the ceiling.
Yep.
And then he just beats the shit out of him with a 2x4.
Yep.
And tranquilizer darts.
Yeah, and tranquilizer darts,
Then the ending.
Thank God. The ending didn't come quick enough, I guess. But
I mean,
the kills
in the movie aren't anything special.
The
cops get killed off screen.
But I think there was a lot of off screen.
Yeah, Sam, she gets a scythe in the barn after he gets pitchforked through the back, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you can see the prosthetics all in the chest and everything, the rubber just coming out.
Back. The only one we really see on screen is...
Tina gets stabbed in the chest with a bending knife.
Yep.
Actually bends on
camera. Rachel.
Rachel stabbed right there again.
Mike, the little 3 or 4 clawed in the head.
Gardening tool,
And once again, the only thing that I can say positive about this is they kept Michael... Not so much the intelligence, but they kind of went by the wayside a little bit from 4, but the whole thing with him driving, that upset me. I want to get a pack of cigarettes. I said, I want to get a pack of cigarettes. He slams the brakes on. Why was, if he was so hell-bent on killing people, why did he just, yeah, you go.
Like, what was the point of him having to disguise himself for that long for her if he was just going to kill her anyway? Yeah, he put the caveman mask on her, if you want
to
look
at it. Michael trying to run down the kids. I mean, yeah.
Which they actually did. I mean, they almost ran her over a couple times while filming that. It's pretty crazy. Going through the trees and the woods and shit. And
which was...
Then he wrecks to a tree.
That poor car, that beautiful car. And he stands up look, here I am again. And
that car is much like the car he steals in H2O from the guy, the kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yep.
So after the chain.
Tranquilizer
darts, two by four. We are now in police station.
Yeah.
And we see Michael. They arrest Michael Myers, yes.
Let me say that again. They arrest Michael Myers. Now, I know he's got, what, 2-3 tranks in him, whatever, however many.
There's at least 4.
They handcuff him. They put him in a jail cell. He's sitting there like this.
Shaking and moving.
Like Mick Foley.
Yeah.
And he still has his mask on. What are you doing?
Like him.
Oh.
That was just funny.
Shout out to Mick Foley.
That was funny.
Love you,
Mick.
And the whole time through this movie, you just, you know, you happen to see this mysterious pair of black boots and black jeans and a black long coat accidentally kicks a dog.
Nice.
They have a problem with dogs in the Halloween series. Yes. I don't know what it is. You know, and then the guy walking with the briefcase. Once again, the biggest plot hole in the world got slammed shut. The man in black just lays waste to the entire fucking
Haddonfield police force,
busts Michael out, and apparently also takes Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Because number six.
Well, you'll find out.
You'll find out.
Basically, all we hear at the end of this movie, we know that.
It's shit. I mean,
we know that this guy in the black has come to break Michael out. Then we basically just Jamie walks back in the police station.
Because he has the special little sailboat tattoo that we saw on his.
We all float in Haddonfield. So Jamie goes into the police station, sees all the dead cops, and he blows the wall out and stuff. And all we hear is basically her saying, no, no, no.
So he basically kidnapped her, took her, and.
And if we watch part 6, you'll find out. Yeah. Well, I think they showed in both versions. If you watch one version, you don't see it. Watch the other version, because there's 2 versions of part 6.
Yes. What was theatrical and producer? And
yeah, producer's cut. And
there's
the
a lot
theatrical
of
version.
There's a lot of differences.
Oh, it's a completely different movie.
Yeah.
Like if you watch one, the other one's completely.
One's shit and one's not so much shit.
They're both pretty shit.
Well, I mean, you know, shit, kind of shit.
One's trying to stay with the series, and the other one basically just says, fuck you, series, I'm going over this way.
Well, we can...
So, and they try to do the whole curse thing with the ending, with the...
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. The runes. But yeah. That's what it's called. The runes. So,
the
part
runes.
5. Part 5.
The movie gave you the runes. I mean... What are you giving part 5?
1.5. Not 5.
Huh?
It has Michael. I can't. That's a point.
Yeah,
alone.
I'm gonna match it too. I'm gonna say a 1.5. I almost gave it a 2, but I just can't bump that extra 0.5 up. Yeah, it had Michael, and that's about it.
Yeah, it was all over the place. Yeah. It didn't have any continuity. It was leading up to a shitty movie that didn't need to be that way. This is just another one of those things. So, one of the movies that we say, if you just like 3, if you just take it out. You know, 1, 2, and 4, pretty good series.
Yeah. And this is also the end of this time. Well, no, I'm sorry. Number 6 is the end of the first time.
Which is going to be a fun next episode. We're going to be talking about 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, and then H2O.
Which is
basically a completely different timeline.
Timeline number 2.
Yeah.
Because, of course,
Jamie's back, Jamie Lee Curtis is back, and Laurie Strode.
Nice save. Yeah, Laurie Strode's back. apparently she died in 4.
Yeah. She fakes her kid, all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
So she has another kid, all this, no referencing whatsoever, so it all has to do back
so
to the
it's
original.
The second timeline, and then the third timeline, and then there's the one where he goes out in space.
Not yet. Oh, we'll get there, I'm sure. Pinhead was there, Leprechaun was there, Jason was there, Michael will be there.
No, he won't.
Freddy was never there, though.
Thank God. Freddy could go anywhere, though.
Yeah, he could. He could be an astronaut's nightmare or something. Come out on the moon with him. Astronaut's dream, right? Boom. I wrote your script for you. Okay. You ready?
The astronaut grabbed him. Pulled him out when he woke up.
And then just, he ends up in space.
He'd be dead.
Yeah, he's dead. But he can never die. He's a dream demon.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, 5, 4.
Well, we'll go this way.
Yeah. We're about 11 o'clock on mine. You're about.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Other than that, I mean, that's good. 4 or 5.
And we, you know, and this is just our opinions. I mean, if you're watching this, you're watching it to just, you know, either entertain yourself or get a view of something. And you guys might, after watching this, going, oh, I want to go take a look and check a shitty movie out. You might absolutely love 5. Good on you. I mean, once again, these are...
You don't know anything about the whole franchise.
Exactly.
Just watch it on 31 Nights of Halloween on AMC.
No, just go get the DVDs or don't get the edited shit.
Yeah. I mean, you can see them anywhere now, I guess. But so, yeah, check them out. But I mean, I highly recommend, if you're going to get into the Halloween franchise, just watch them all.
Yeah.
Learn everything you can from
them. Yep.
Watch documentaries.
Sure.
Those help a lot.
Yep.
I sound a lot smarter than I really am.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I'm good with this one.
Episode 24, I'm pretty much...
We're good.
Pretty much done with 4.
Once again, enjoy October.
Absolutely.
Keep it moving on. And
yep.
We'll be back with Halloween 6 and 7. Curse of Michael Myers and H2O.
You got it.
I was Jim, by the way.
I'm still Jim.
Then I guess we'll be back next time with episode 25 of Slash Cast. Until next time.
We'll see you guys later.
We are... Bye-bye.